Republican Senate leader Trent Lott is under more criticism from prominent members of his own party for his remarks at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party earlier this month. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell had this to say.
I was disappointed in the senator's statement. I deplored the sentiments behind the statement. There was nothing about the 1948 election or the Dixiecrat agenda that should have been acceptable in any way to any American at that time or any American now.
One of Mr. Lott's Republican colleagues, Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee, says the apologies so far have failed to connect. On WPRO radio yesterday, he called on the Bush administration to ask Mr. Lott to resign his post.
The only way to have a change, in my opinion, is for the White House to come in here and to say to Majority Leader Trent Lott, I think it's time for a change. I think that's the only vehicle that's going to work.
Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Alex.
Mr. Powell and Mr. Chafee's comments represent the beginning of the end of Republican support for Trent Lott?
Yes, they do, Alex. And it's not only Powell and Chafee. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother, said yesterday the ongoing controversy over Senator Lott is, quote, damaging to the party. The Reverend Jerry Falwell said yesterday that this controversy is compromising the president's agenda. Jim Talent, the incoming senator from Missouri, and Pat Roberts, the Republican senator from Kansas, also publicly said yesterday the GOP has to get beyond what they described as a paralyzing, bloody fight and not let it drag on until January 6th when Republican senators caucus. Of course, the only way for that to happen would be for Lott to step down.
He shows no interest in doing that. Is the party going to take steps to try to force him out then?
Well, that's an interesting question, exactly who takes the steps. The most interesting part of Chafee's comments, in fact, came when the moderate Republican from Rhode Island said the process has begun, and according to politicians around town, the process involves having Senator Lott's closest friends sit down with him to tell him that this is not a fight that he can win or that he wants to win. That is, if he stays in place, it will create more problems for him and more problems for the party. J.C. Watts, the retiring congressman from Oklahoma who had been a big supporter, an African-American, said yesterday that, in fact, he wouldn't go through the struggle to try to remain in the leadership post. One person who's being discussed as a possible messenger is retiring Texas Senator Phil Graham, a close ally to Lott since Lott became the leader of the Republicans in the Senate in 96. And the message to Lott will be that he'll be isolated, shunned by the White House and most of his party if he continues to fight.
Secretary of State Powell is the most senior African-American in the Bush administration, but he waited until yesterday to make his first statements about Mr. Lott's comments. So is this a signal from the administration that its patience is running out?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. Powell's words reflect the president. You know that at one point Lott tried to get Powell and Condoleezza Rice, the other prominent African-American in the administration, to come out in support of him. Yesterday, Powell did just the opposite, as you heard earlier. Also yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Andy Card spoke with Lott. When Lott phoned the White House, Lott wanted to know if the White House, specifically Karl Rove, the president's political advisor, was working behind the scenes to get him out. And Carr told Lott that the White House is not actively pushing him out. Lott took that to mean that he has the president's support, but Ari Fleischer, the White House, the president's spokesman, said he could not confirm the president's support. And on background, all the president's aides are saying they want Lott to go.
Well, he's tried to repair the damage. It doesn't seem to be working. What's next for the senator?
Well, the 61-year-old Lott's playing on the anxiety of senior Republican senators who don't want to risk losing out on plum committee assignments if Lott somehow survives and remains as majority leader. So he's also appealing to, on the basis of friendship, to men like Orrin Hatch of Utah, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Ted Stevens of Alaska. And he's telling them, look, don't let the White House tell you how to run the Senate. He says he has the 26 votes he needs to keep his job.
Anything the Republicans can offer him?
Well, one scenario being discussed involves having some of the senior GOP senators offer him a key committee chairmanship in the understanding that he will remain a key player, but one who's behind the scenes, not out front.
Thanks very much, NPR's Juan Williams.